Today's daf is daf Kuf Samach. Look at that. Look at that. Not often you get to say daf Kuf Samach on a Masech. Let me tell you, it's a good thing we're in Baba Basra, or we'd be in outer space. And so we're holding on the 10th parak now, the beginning of Get Poshet, an exciting, exciting final lunge to the end. And before we begin, let us remember something that we've actually learned before in Masechet Gittin, that there exist two fundamental types of shtarot. There's a shtar, which we're used to today, in which we have a typical contract. Things are written on the front of a piece of paper, parchment, the signatures come at the end. There's not allowed to be space between the signatures and the contract, and that way we know that there were no additions, no forgeries. Everything's rather straightforward. It's also impossible to erase. The type of parchment was used was erasure proof, as we saw in, like we use today, special kind of paper that you can't make changes on checks and documents. And it needed to be finished with that type of finish, as we saw in Gittin. Everything is simple. However, as we'll see in the Gemara, there was also a completely different type of shtar that used to be used. It's so out of use that the Rambam doesn't even bring the halachas of the Din of a Get Mekushar. But, as we'll see in the Gemara, there was a takana made for Get Mekushar that has various asmachtos that they used from the Psukim and historical sources, and the real point of it was to make it more difficult to make a contract. And the only reason we'd want to do that is to prevent people throwing divorces at their wives too easily. So it really comes from the Sugya of Gittin. Even though the word get really means a shtar, general language for a shtar. In that shtar, we have a much more complicated thing, which the problem is that because it went out of usage so long ago, nobody knows precisely what it looked like. We don't have any actual shtarot like this. Mm-hmm. And so every shita has got another idea of how this thing was made. So the most accepted approach, simply because it's Rashi and Rashbam, and that's the people who read that Pirsha of the Gemara, is that the Get Mekushar was made by writing the Toref of the Shtar. Supposed to the Tofes is the same, both on a Get Pashut, a Get Mekushar, the part that's just printed up and doesn't have any particular information. But the Toref of the Shtar, which is the part that includes the pertinent information, the people that were involved, and dates, and so on and so forth, that was written on alternative lines, according to the Rashbam in Rashi. So you have one line written, a blank line after it, another line written, a blank line after it, which is then folded into an accordion, a full line over the blank line, and sewed at the edge so that you can't read the shtar after it's closed. And then the witnesses sign on the back on each fold. Now we'll see each one of these things really. Machlok is exactly in the Gemara, but that would be the way that just to get the general idea, and that's the way that it comes out in the end, according to those Rishonim. And so there's also another difference in that since there needs to be a minimum of three folds, each fold requires a witness, so there's going to be three witnesses on a Get Pashut minimum, maybe more. Whereas on a normal shtar, two witnesses are obviously all that you need. So let's take a look at the opening Mishnah and see some of the basic dinim before we get into the exciting Gemara about where it's derived from and how exactly it's constructed. The Helik Perek begins with Get Pashut, Eidav Mitocho, Kashur Mekushar, Eidav Miachurav. So the most fundamental distinction is that the witnesses are signed on the front page of a normal shtar, simple shtar, straightforward shtar, whereas a Get Mekushar, the Edim are signed on the opposite side. We'll see what that means. So it's so simple. We had some misunderstandings initially in the Gemara. Now, if you have a Get Pashut, Shekatvu Edav Miachorav, try to write, sign the signatures on the back side of a Get Pashut, that's not going to be very useful. So too, if you take a Get Mekushar and you sign the Edim on the front side of the Get Mekushar, where it's mitocho, both cases are possible. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, why would it be possible to sign a Get Mekushar on the front, a Mekushar, if that was signed mitocho, that case shouldn't be a problem. Because בקושה שכתבו ידיו מתוכו, קשה מדי שיכול לעשותו פשוט. What's to prevent you from taking out the folds and just turning it into a get pashut? It's not going to be worse than a get pashut, is it? Now we'll see. Obviously, there's going to be problems about what about the lines in the middle and why isn't that possible? That to be discussed later. But in terms of the simple understanding of it, by taking out the folds, you get yourself an unfolded contract, and then you've got regular edim in the front. Why would that be possible? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hakol kiminhag hamedina. What is that supposed to mean? We'll see. Because, I mean, is he saying that it doesn't matter how many edim? It's not clear what he's saying. Now, get pashut, a further difference is that a get pashut, all you need is two witnesses. So, edav v'shnayim. Mekushar, however, you need a minimum of shlosha. And a pashut that only had one eid, shekatab bo eid echad, and a mekushar, shekatab bo shnei edim, both of them would be possible. Now, the one about one witness seems rather obvious. It would be possible. The Gemara is going to say that's pashut on a pashut. But the get mekushar is certainly a chiddush. Now, the question is, where does this all come from? Now, at this point, the Gemara holds that we actually derive it directly from a pasuk somewhere, that it must be this type of shtar. But, I mean, the truth is, remember that there are those who shown him all that even a smachtot really give you some basis for at least having the idea somewhere merumas in the Torah. So where is the basis for this? Omer b'chanina, the Omer Krah, take a look at the story of shtarot, which we saw before, that we use for so many different purposes. So there where Klal Yisrael is about to go out into Galut, so we have that whole beautiful vision of the field of Hanamel. Yirmiyahu is told to go through a whole act of Kinyan HaSodeh to make it clear that 70 years later they're still going to be buying and selling in Eretz Yisrael, people shouldn't give up. And meanwhile, there's a discussion of precisely what to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to tell Klal Yisrael, Sadot ba'kesev yiknu, uchtov ba'sefer v'chatom, v'eidedim. So let's understand that pasuk. Sadot ba'kesev yiknu, uchtov ba'sefer. So what would be the ktiva in a sefer that is different from chatom? That's a sefer. A sefer is a pashut. Every sefer has all of its writing on the front side. That's referring to a shtar that is like a sefer. V'chatom, so when you say that something is chatum, it means it's all sealed up. If it's sealed up, what's that referring to? Ah, that's referring to a mikushar. Then it says v'eid eidim. Now we know that the Gemara in Sotah tells us that eid einba means shnai, so that you don't have two eidim, you only have one eid. And we learn out from a pasuk, komakom shekatuv eid, it always means shnayim, unless it says beferish, eid echad. So if you just use the word ve'aid, I already know that there's shnayim. If now you say eidim, that brings you up to three. So is it two or is it three? Haketzat. Shnayim lepashut, shlosha lemekushar. So clearly there's two different sets of dinim, one for a get pashut and one for get mekushar. Now it doesn't say which one is which. So why not say, says the Gemara, the Epoch, and all we know is that there's two and three. So maybe the Pashut requires three, and the Mekushar only requires two. No, that's unreasonable. Because mitoch shenitraba b'kisharav nitraba b'edav, it makes far more sense to say that where we're being machmir, to make something that has so many special dinim, and it's got these ksharim in it, it's much more complicated to make. So if this is the more chomur shtar, then this should be the one that has more edim on it. Raf Ram Amar. Raf Ram says the raya is from the following, where Yirmiyahu actually describes his having done the kinyan from Hanamel. Ve'kach et sefer hamikneh et hachatum. So it says over here each thing separately. I took the sefer mikneh and the chatum, the mitzvah, and the chukim, v'yatagalui, what is this all referring to? So v'kach et sefer hamikneh, I mean, it almost shouts out at you that these words are saying something that don't seem to have any open meaning. And what is it saying? So v'kach et sefer hamikneh refers to the shtar, pashut. Then it says a chatum. A chatum, that's got to be that which is sealed. That's a mekushar. By the way, there are some Rishonim that actually learned based on this. Their understanding of the mekushar is not that there's a kesher that is sewed on the edge of the actual words. Rather, they have the shtar, the get mekushar, having straps on the side, like an accordion, which if you pull the strap shut and you tie it, it seals up the whole shtar like an accordion. Yeah. So it's not like this at all, because that's what chatum would mean. Not that each line is chatum. I mean, that's one alternative out of a dozen. There's so many different shatim and how this was made.
And the signature would still be in the
same place. Well, yeah, depending on the Gemara of Machlokas, which we're going to have. So in any event, so you see from here that there's two different things. There's a Sefer Amik, and there's a chatum, which is a mekushar. The et ha-galui, what is the galui? The galui is the pashut sheba mekushar. Because the get mekushar does not require the entire thing, as we said, only requires the toref. The toface of the shtar is just the standard printed shtar. And that's on any shtar, that remains straight. The only part that's important is the part that contains the relevant information, it's miyuchad, that's what's sealed up. So it's telling us already that the get mekushar itself has a chelek that is galui. Yeah, it's pashut. Then it says hamitzvah vahachukim. So what's a mitzvah vahachukim? Obviously, there must be a list of various laws that distinguish between the get pashut and the get mekushar. So elo devarim that tell us bein pashut limekushar. So apparently, we need to have a list of these differences. One of the differences we saw, okay, to Zeidav Shnayim, Zeidav Shlosha. Another difference is Zeidav Mitocho, the Zeidav Me'achorav. Now you'll say, but here too, we don't know which one requires two, which one requires three, and so on. So Ve'epachana, because again, Mitosh Nidraba Bikisharav, Nidraba Be'edav, Rafram also holds that that's a Svora. That if we're trying to be Machmir in the construction of a shtar, to make it something that's going to require all of this preparation, it makes sense that this is the chumrah that we want more the power of the testimony on. Rami Bar Yecheskel says, well, I mean, it's clear that there's a functionality to two edim and to three edim in different ways, because what do you have to look to Yirmiyahu for? That's in the parsha of edim in the Torah. Al pi shnayim edim o al pi shlosha edim yakum davar. What are you telling me, two or three? Does that make sense? I mean, titkayem edutan bishnayim, lama paratacha katuv bishlosha. What's the point of mentioning three if I already have enough with two? Must be that there is a case where indeed you do need three. Lo marlacha shnayim lepashut, shlosha lemekusha. That there are indeed two different types of testimony.
What about the obvious kushat that you can think that more than...
We'll get there. So Memela, I hear too, you don't know. So Epochana, he too agrees, Rami Bar Yecheskel, with the Svara we said. Namitok shenitraba bekisharav, nitraba be'edav. Says the Gemara, but come on, I mean, we know that none of those psukim really mean what you're claiming. I mean, we've learned all kinds of things out of those psukim, and as a matter of fact, the story of Chanamel, we even proved that was not referring to Dinim, it was referring to an Eitzah Teiva, and it was clear from the Pasuk. I mean, he even mentions there, make sure that you put it into containers that are made of cheres, that Laman Yabdu Yamim Rabim, and obviously you don't need to present a shtar in a kli cheres, the Bezdin. I mean, so he's not coming to teach me anything about the nature of the dinim of the shtar. It was just explaining to people that there is a future. So that therefore make sure you have good records and make sure you maintain that future. So, I mean, that's the opening pasuk, but the truth is none of these psukim are meant to be used for what you claim. Every one of these psukim we know is a miltu deyata that's coming for. I mean, take each one, let's take a look at it. Look at the Kiritani. I mean, we know. Sadot pakesiv yiknu uchtov besefer v'chatov. We proved in the Gemara that that's all Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. And we showed that from the Pasuk. We're not going to go into the details here. The next Pasuk, Ve'kachet Sefer HaMikneh, I mean, that's telling me what was done based on that original pasuk. That's all. So one was the tzivui, and the other one was the actual act of the purchase of the field from Hanamel. And then we know the pasuk al pishnayim edim or shloshay edim. I mean, that was a machlokas we had. La'akish shloshal shnayim, dependent on the plukta of Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbanan. And we had all types of things that we learned out from there that it's coming to tell me. The halacha that if we're just like two could be, just like three could be mazim two could be mazim three, or a libra Rabbi Akiva, that if you have a cat in which one of them was found to be an eight zaymim, the whole thing is puzzle. So, I mean, these are special dinim that have nothing to do with shtarot bichlal. They have to do with the dinim of Edis. What are you pretending that we learn out two completely different sets of dinim, and now we got to worry which one it was? Was it applying to the chumrah, to the gamin? The whole thing is not real, is it? Says so, well, yeah, you're right. Of course, I mean, the obviously mekushar is really midrabbana. All of these psukim are just esmachto. It's a great esmachto biyama. Why in the world would the rabbanan make a takana of such a weird kind of contract, which is sad? Close up the contract after you write it, and then it becomes a whole operation to open it up and read it. This is strange, isn't it? So time of my takina rabbana mekushar. Well, you know where the Mekushar started? It started in an Atra de Kohanim. There was this town of Kohanim. Now, these Kohanim, they're very hot under the collar kind of people. And the problem is that once they act, it's sort of final. So if they get into a fight with their wife, and it's easy to throw them a get, then they're not able to remarry, because a Kohen can't marry a divorcee. So if he divorces his own wife, it's permanent. And havikakte tuva, now these Kohanim are, as it says, amcha merivei kohen. Kohanim sort of, they're all like red-haired, you know, all gingy. So they get very hot on them. So because of that, they're megarish nasha, they get into fights. Av de rabbanan takanta. So the rabbanan made a takana to make it so difficult to write a get like that. That adach v'achi miyat v'datay. Meanwhile, they'll figure. Oh my God, this is taking so long. You know what? It's not even worth it. By that time, they're already not even angry anymore. So they'll cancel the get. Says the Gemara. So how come we're talking about get pashut over here in Bava Batra? Clearly, we're not talking about divorce. We're talking about dinei mamanut. So in tenach gitin, you're telling me that there's some takana for gitin. Fine. I mean, what is this? What does that have to do with writing out a sale of a piece of land? Shtarot ma'ikel ha'memar. Why would we make such a kind of shtar? Says the Gemara. Because shalot tachalek ben gitin l'shtarot. We do not want to have any artificial distinction between the world of shtarot that have to do with civil law on the one hand, and the world of shtarot that have to do with the laws of ishut on the other hand. Either because the dinim will go out of use. People don't know them. Somebody maybe wants to come in. They're embarrassed to come in. Or is that an umbrella? Is that a human? Or it may be because we don't want the... No? Oh, okay. So we don't want now for the prote dinim to be forgotten either. So in other words, this way, if the sofrim are all used to the two different types of shtarot, so... At least we'll be able to maintain the dinim of a get mekushar. Now Tosfos says over the Reeve says over here that the takon of a get mekushar was never an absolute chova. It was just done in order to make life easier. So for kohanim, if they didn't want to do it, they didn't have to do it. It's just that the sofer would be miyayitz them to do it this way and so on. And because of that, in Achinami, it went out of use. So that nowadays nobody's ever seen one. It's clear from the Gemara that's coming up that Rebbe himself had never seen one. I mean,
but why can they do it at the Chayash and Mamma and Mamma's Rav? It's clear that there would be much more expensive to do that kind of gift.
Right, but it is more chomer and it makes a bigger fuss. And people always like things that are, you ever see the way the notaries in Israel sign? People love ribbons and everything exactly like this. It makes people feel somehow more secure, you know, if they have more red ribbons and stamps on things and so on.
But by kids in there are such things still.
No, we don't. No, it's not in use.
But don't tell him he's a Kohen.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes, indeed. It's the tough thing. A tough thing. He's gotten this far. He could probably make it through. So, ask the Gemara. Now, in practical terms, we have one of these things. Where do you sign on this thing with all of these ribbons and things? So, Heichan Edim Chotmi. Revuna Omer, Ben Kesher Le Kesher. Now, we thought that what that meant, this Gemara is going to clarify in a moment, is that you sign on the front of the contract between the lines, which ends up between each Kesher, there's a sign. There's a signature between the lines. Tosef says, didn't we just say that the Edim have to be in the back? And how could we have thought that it was the front? So Tosef says that we thought that's what it meant. In other words, since it's behind the line that it's being made on, we're calling that behind. In the end, that's not what Ravuna meant. But let's assume for a moment that that's what he meant. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says, no, you write the signature of the witnesses along the back of the writing that is written from the front. So it's acharei ha'ktav. And where is the signature? It runs along the lines that were written in the Torah of the Shtar. In other words, if you would hold the thing up to the light, and you'd have a powerful enough light to shine through it, and obviously parchment was a little tough, but you would see the writing going in one direction from the front side of the Shtar, with the signatures along the back. That's, again, what we think now. We're gonna zero in on this and make it clear. Omele Rami Bar Chama L'Rav Chista, I don't understand how Rav Huna's pshat works. According to Rav Huna, D'yomra ben Kesher L'Kesher, and at this point, Kasalka Daiti ben Kesher L'Kesher B'Gavoy, we thought that it meant in the front of the shtar, ben Kesher L'Kesher, on the back of the shtar. So then, what was a famous story of that Get Mekushar that came to Rebbe, and Rebbe said, I don't understand this thing. Where's the date? I don't see the date anywhere. So he says, Ein Zman B'zeh. So Amar Le Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe, La Rebbe, Sir Rebbe Shimon, it's like trying to get the video player to work nowadays. You need the kids to explain to you how the thing works. So Rebbe's son, Rebbe Shimon, said, no, in order to see it. It's probably, one of the ones where you got to press both buttons at once, and then it does reset. So what you got to do is Shema Ben Kisharav Muvla. Maybe the date's part of the thing on the other side that they sewed up. So they went ahead and Palya, they opened up the shtar. V'chazian, sure enough, there was the date on the other side that had been accordioned up into the part that was hidden. Now, if Ravuna was right that the signature is also between the lines in the front that are accordioned, so then why did he say there's no date? He should have said, this thing isn't signed. So what, he shouldn't have said, Ein Zman B'zeh. He should have said, not only Ein Zman B'zeh, Ein Edim B'zeh. What the heck is this thing, me boiling? Omar Lei, so Rav Chista said to Rami Bar Chama, what in the world made you think that Ravuna was talking about signatures between the lines on the front of the shtar? He was talking about signatures on the folded lines of the accordion in the back of the shtar, is what he was talking about. So that, according to him as well, the signatures were perfectly visible. So, mi savarta ben kesher le kesher migavoy? Is that what you thought? That you signed between the lines? No, ben kesher le kesher migavoy. You do, in a sense, sign between the lines, but it's on the outside of the shtar, in the back, not in the front. So then I don't get it. Then how do you protect against forgery? So v'nechesh dilma ziyev, v'katav maida boy, v'chatimi sahade. What's to prevent this guy from writing at the end of the shtar? He can add an additional clause, right? He could say, and it was also agreed that in the event that this star is collected, there's also a guarantee of an additional 500% to be paid out of a mortgage on such and such a family. He can really go to town. And then all he has to do is fold that up, And now he's got the whole thing signed, and you only have to be Mekayim two of your Adam are on the Bekusha, three of your Adam. He's got, he added Adam to make a fuss, you know. But the court thinks it's a perfectly good document. It's got a handpick. And what's to prevent him from doing something like that? I don't understand. Now, on a normal star, I don't have that problem. Because there's no room on the normal star for me to insert anything. The signatures have to be immediately after the ketav. Where am I going to insert something? But on this star, you leave the front blank because you're not signing in the front. You're signing in the back. So what's to prevent you from adding something on the front and then folding it and signing? I don't get it. I mean, I can understand, it's a machlokas. I'm only asking this according to Rav Huna. The reason I'm only asking according to Rav Huna is because I could understand that the signatures of the Edim indeed cover every last line, according to the other way we were learning, right? So we had a machlokas whether it was keneged, it was between the lines, or it was keneged haktav. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, if he says it's behind the ketav, so then that would mean that it's impossible to have anything written that doesn't have a signature on the other side of it. And then we'll see later on why that would be more difficult to be Messiah. If the Gemara is going to talk about it, how do we know that even according to him? I mean, what's to prevent us from adding additional lines and signing? That's true. But we'll see why that is not really what he meant and why it is possible to make sure that it's not Mizuyah. But certainly according to Rav Huna, it sounds terrible. So what would prevent us from adding what we want? Says the Gemara, well, it's very simple. So again, let's look inside now. V'nechosh dimazayev, maybe he forged it, v'katav ma'idaboy, and then he went ahead v'chatim isahadi. That's very simple. You need to write at the last words, and this is what the Edom look at before they sign. It has to say, HaKol Sharir V'Kayam. So once it says HaKol Sharir V'Kayam, anything after that is possible. I understand. So, Nechesh Dilma Katav Maidaboy, Vada Katav Shir V'Kayam Achrina. Can't you add another HaKol Sharir V'Kayam? You know how these shtarot like to go. Whereas. So you throw in another paragraph, and then you sign at the end of that paragraph, HaKol Sharir V'Kayam. And that sounds good. So, can't you write another one? No. You can only have one Sharir V'Kayam in a contract. If you have two Sharir V'Kayams in a contract, the contract is void. So, Chad Sharir V'Kayam Katvinan, Shrei Sharir V'Kayam Lo Katvinan. So, how do we know you didn't erase the Sharir V'Kayam? Erase the first Sharir V'Kayam. Add all of these interesting details about how a monthly transfer from Richard's account will be. And then have that signed. So, Leichesh Dilma, Mochik Leila Sharir V'Kayam, V'Katav Ma'idaboy, and then write another Sharir V'Kayam, says the Gemara, because you cannot do that. Simply because, Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan, there is a way to fix a mistake in a shtar, but it sure ain't by erasing. You can fix a mistake in a shtar by putting in a word or two between the lines, and then right before the signatures of the witnesses, before the Sharir V'Kayam, you write between the 7th and 8th line, following words appear because they were left out, V'Kol Sharir V'Kayam. So then you have the witness's signature on whatever was added. But there is no way to confirm an erasure. Because if you confirm an erasure, then you can do anything. So because of that, Tluya Mekuyemet, if you write at the end of the shtar that there was such and such an addition and such a line, then, and that happens very often, you see that in shtarot, so that is kosher. But if you went ahead and machak, any mechak will be pasul, even if it's mekuyam at the end, because afa pisha mekuyam, because how do we know that the mechak wasn't the word v'kosher v'kayam? And that would have alerted you to the forgery because there already was a Kol Sharir V'Kayam, but you erased a Kol Sharir V'Kayam. So the Mela, wherever there is a Mechek that could have said a Kol Sharir V'Kayam, obviously not if it's a tiny Mechek. And therefore, says the Gemara, Lo Amru Mechek Pasul, Ela B'Makom Sharir V'Kayam, V'Kishiyur Sharir V'Kayam. And obviously, it has to be in a place where it would have made sense to write a Kol Sharir V'Kayam, not where you're writing and the amount of 300 mechek, 400, I mean, that couldn't have said HaKosher Rivakayam yet. So it has to be the size of HaKosher Rivakayam, it has to be the place of HaKosher Rivakayam, But in any event, we are absolutely then guaranteed, and you will recall from the Gemara in Gittin, that we use erasure proof because we treat the surface. Gallnut treatments, there's no way to have an erasure that's not noticeable. So memela, we're guaranteed against erasures. We can immediately see if there's two sharir v'kayams, so that even a get mekushar is not going to have any problem. Get pashut edav mitocho, mekushar edav miachorav, pashut shekatfu edav miachorav, or a mekushar shekatfu edav mitocho, shenayem psulim. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer, mekushar shekatfu edav mitocho, kasher, mipnei sheyachol la'asoto pashut. Rabbi Gamshim ben Gamliel omer, ako kemenag hamedina. Get pashut edav shnayim, mekushar b'shlosha. Pashut shekatav bo ed achad, mekushar shekatav bo shnei edim, shneihem pesulim. Minonim ili. Omri mifanina der makras sadot pakesev yikdu, chtov b'sefer v'chatom v'ed edim. So what does this mean? Sadot pakesev yikdu, chtov b'sefer. Sefer means an open, straightforward document. That's obviously a get pashut, like a sefer. Chatom is a mekushar. Ha'ed, wherever it says ed, it means shnayim. Edim means shlosha. Haketzat shnayim lepashut, shlosha lemekushar. Who says maybe epochana? That just makes sense, doesn't it? Mitok shenitraba bekesharav, nitraba beedav. Raf ramobe, miacha. Vekach et sefer amikne, et achatum, amitzvah vachukim et agalui. What does that mean? Vekach et sefer amikne refers to the pashut. Et achatum clearly is now all sealed up, so it's mekushar. Etagalui is the pashut part of the mekushar, which is the tofes, as opposed to the toref. So this is now, mitzvah v'chukim tells us that there must be different dinim. Eil devarim shebein pashut l'mekushar ha-ketzat, ze edav shnayim, ze edav shelosha, ze edav mitocho, ze edav miachorav, ve'epochana. Well, again, same svar, mitoch, shenitraba bekisharav, nitraba beidav. Rami Bar Yecheskel says, get it straight out of the Torah. Al pishnayim edim o al pishlosha edim yakum davar. Ask yourself, im titkayim edutan bishnayim, lama parat lecha katuv bishlosha, lomar lecha shnayim do pashut, shlosha lemekushar. Ve'epoch ana, again, mitoch shenitraba bekisharav, nitraba beidav. But let's be honest. I mean, ani lach udiata kochad lechad lemulti udiata lekiratanya. So that bekesev yiknu chto besefer v'chatom, we proved in the Gemara that's eitzatova kamashma. Ekach et sefer amikne, that was the definition of what had happened. Ma'achi avi maaseh al pishnayim edim vo al pishlosha edim la kishlosha leshnayim. That's a plug to the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Abanan, which way we're makish, but it certainly is not coming to talk about shtarot. Therefore, the truth is mekushar is really midrabbanan. V'kroyes machta b'yalma. V'taima maita kina rabbanan mekushar? Because it started in an atar, the koni havet, where they were a kapte tuva megarshin ashayu with no way out. So avi rabbanan takanta anach v'achi miyat v'da'atayu. Well, that's all very nice for gitei nashim. But shtarot ma'ikalamimar? Kitei shalot techalek ben gitin l'shtarot. Now, heichan edim chotmim on a get mekushar? Ravuna omar ben kesh lekesher, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba omer achorei haketav. Uchenegir haketav mibachutz. Omer le'rami bar choma l'rev chista. Ravuna, who says ben kesh lekesher, at this point, kasal kadayit ben kesh lekesher, migavoi, right? Because it was Rabbi Yirmiyah who stressed mibachutz. So he seems to be saying migavoi. So then, how do you explain the case of Ahu Mekushar? Dika'ata l'kame de Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Ein Zman b'zeh. And Omele Reb Shimon bar Rebbe l'Rebbe, well, maybe the date is Ben Kisharav Muvla. And sure enough, Palye v'chazeh. Now, if he's right, that the signatures are inside, why did Rebbe say there's no Zman? I mean, it's not even signed. Imita Ein Zman b'zeh, he should have said Ein Edim b'zeh as well. Ein zman b'zeh vein edim b'zeh miboyle. Omar lei misa varta ben kesh lekesh megavoy. Of course not. Ben kesh lekesh meavroy. What? How could that be? So then nechesh dumas yef v'katav my the boy, and then he went ahead v'katime enim. No, because you have to write a kosher v'kayam. Nechesh Dilma Katav, my the boy, Vahara Katav Shariva Kayam Achrine. Because this contract with another Shariva Kayam is possible. Chat Shariva Kayam Katvinan. Trey Shariva Kayam lo Katvinan. Velechesh Dilma Mochikle le Shariva Kayam. Katav, my the boy. And then he went ahead and added Shariva Kayam at the end. Well, that's because Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tuluya, that is Mikuyemet, at the end of the Shtar is acceptable. But a Mechik, that is even Mikuyam, is possible of a Pisha Mikuyam. What we mean, of course, by a Mechik is Lo Amru Mechik Pasul, Ella, in a place where you might have written Shariva Kayam, and it's as large as the Shir of Shariva Kayam.